And joining us once again on the line from Sparrow Place is one of the board members from Sparrow Place, Stephanie Ulrich. Good morning again, Stephanie.
Good morning.
So great to have you on the air. I understand that you guys are looking to do something new to get Sparrow Place started. Tell us about that.
Sure. We're hoping to open a drop-in center in York City, which will be called Sparrow Landing. This would be a really neat thing because we would be able to connect with women who are currently in the life, currently victims of trafficking. We would be able to provide a safe place for them to just come out of the life, come out and feel safe with us. They would be able to have some encouragement. We'd pray with them. We would offer some job training. We'd offer motivation and therapy if they need it, and really just a safe place for them to go when they're in such a traumatic situation. And if they would want to leave the life, we would be right there with them. We would have ways to help them get out of that. This is a great way for us to, at this moment, work with survivors before we get a house to be able to work long-term with survivors.
Yeah, I know you said earlier that you're looking to get a house that you can have folks that when they do come out of that life, that they have somewhere to go, somewhere to live, and to be able to start a new life. You mentioned that you're following the model by Thistle Farms in Nashville. Tell us a little bit more about what that would look like for Sparrow Place.
Sure. So it's a really committed model where you have a house which provides a lot of independence. The house is basically run by the survivors. They take care of one another. They deal with the day-to-day things in their house. They're obviously supported by people at Thistle Farms, but most of it is very independent, which is this really empowering thing for survivors. They also find it really important to have a social enterprise, so that's something that the survivors, a job that they can do at Thistle Farms while they are recovering from trafficking. This provides employment and also just an outlet, something to focus on. Thistle Farms does, they make candles and lotion and a variety of different products, and we're looking into what we can do with the survivors, which also would support our organization, and also just provide this amazing outlet for the survivors while they're recovering.
What's your timeline for the drop-in center and for having the home?
So ideally for the drop-in center, what we're looking at is we have this exciting thing where we're hoping to get 100 donors to start committing to donating $10 a month, which isn't that much. So $10 a month, if they could do that, we'd have $1,000 extra that we would be able to put into this drop-in center without taking away from what we've been raising for the house. That's our hope, that we can get 100 people to do that, just $10 a month. If you're interested, you can go to our website, sparrowplace.org, and commit to that. So that's ideally for that. The house, we're still working on. We're looking for a place, and we also need some more monthly donors to commit to supporting us before we can do that. But if anybody does have a house that they're that they'd be interested in providing for us, we're always open to that. We're always open to anybody supporting us in that way.
Very cool. Check it out online, sparrowplace.org, an opportunity for you to help with the drop-in center and with the house as well, sparrowplace.org or Sparrow Place York on Facebook. You can get more information there. Stephanie, thank you so much for telling us about Sparrow Place. Thank you for your work, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us again. It's such a great way to spread awareness.